Hey guys,
what's up, y'all?
Welcome to another episode of
Real Spill.
We can't make this up.
Wow,
it's been a minute.
So long. It's been a minute.
Oh
my gosh.
Sorry that we went MIA. It wasn't you all's fault. It was personal.
Yeah.
It was personal.
Yeah. This is all personal.
Yeah. Like we did last year around this time. Well, it was before this time. But still around this time, it's just, we just applying the fourth quarter pressure,
fourth
friends.
Quarter. Damn, that's crazy because the last episode was definitely my birthday before we went into the fourth quarter.
It was after.
What we did after my birthday?
Frank Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Frank Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Frank Mitchell.
Ain't shit. Oh.
The worst fucking TV dad in history.
You know what? We just gonna catch up with y'all. This just gonna be a catch up. Well, I think we can hit on a few different things. It won't be long. It won't be a long episode.
We saying that now.
I know, that's why I cackled the way that I did.
This bitch be 50 minutes.
Hey, it is what it is. It's been a minute. They deserve it. But how have y'all been? Okay, that's good. Like, I'm so happy to hear that. You know how you be watching a YouTube video and say, okay, say it with me. Your turn. Good job.
Dora shit.
But yes, you guys, yes. Hopefully everybody is still being safe and cautious, wearing your mask,
please,
and washing your hands. Because COVID-19 is what? Real. And people are really what? Dying from it. Okay?
Listen, I just saw something that said COVID is not over even if you're over COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So please keep that in mind, people.
Please wear those masks.
Wear your mask. Stand 6 feet apart. Wash your hands. What else?
Stay the fuck at home.
Stay at home if you're sick, but
y'all, like, they really thought I had COVID. Them people really made me go take a COVID test yesterday.
Bess, I was a little worried.
Look, I ain't gonna lie, like, y'all. So Saturday, this is a quick little rundown. Okay, matter of fact, you know, we friends. So I decided I didn't want to take a birth control pill. I didn't want to take a birth control shot. Just give me the IUD. So, y'all, they put that in Wednesday. So, the week coming, y'all, when I tell you I have never experienced pain and symptoms the way that I have this last week. Because today is Tuesday, okay? Yeah, no. Get this out of me now. So, Saturday comes. I went to the Hasto Hair Crown, and I also went to go get me some gas. Now, no, I didn't wear a mask when I got my gas because I'm like, I'm not around nobody. I'm just pumping my gas, cleaning out my cart, and going about my business. I get home, the at-home, and it's a little chilly. And I never say it's cold in the house, like,
ever.
So I'm just sitting up, and I'm freezing, and I'm just like, it's really cold. It's really cold. Y'all, I didn't like heat up until probably like 8 o'clock that night. So as I'm saying, it's cold. I feel aches in my body. And I'm like, I know I'm old, but not that old, you know? So as time goes by, the worse it gets. And I said, Lord Jesus, please be a fence because what if this is COVID-19? Go still look up like the birth control that I have and see that, oh, if you have flu-like symptoms, you need to call your healthcare provider as soon as possible. Say less. So I called them. Mind you, they're closed. It's like 12 o'clock at night. They're closed. So they were like, are you pregnant? I said, no. I said, they put this birth control in me and I need it to be taken out now. And she said, oh, man, you're going to have to call back on Monday at 8:30 when they open. I can't help you. Okay. At 9 o'clock yesterday, I called them. And I said, hey, you know, I need the removal of this IUD. I don't want it anymore. And it was like, oh, wow, didn't you just get it? Yeah, Wednesday. I need it taken out today. So they said, well, first we have to see if you're pre-approved, you know, to in order to get it taken out. Why do I have to be pre-approved
and y'all to take a put foreign, it in me?
To take a foreign object out of here? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. If I don't want it, I don't want it.
Thank you. Take it out.
Period. So they called me and they said, oh, girl, like, you know, you covered, period. So then the lady will call me back. She said, hey, ma'am, it was 1 o'clock yesterday. She said, so the doctor said that you called in this weekend saying that you have flu-like symptoms. And they said he said he needs you to go get tested for COVID-19 because that is like one of the first signs. I say, ma'am, I don't have COVID, but okay. So I'm literally over here telling myself, I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. Because I had went to my cousin's house and then I went to my auntie's house that Sunday. So I'm just like, damn, that's going to be tragic as fuck if, like, I went to all these people's houses and I got COVID. Like, that's crazy. So they took a little swab, whatever, up my nose and whatever. And I said, I need it rapidly because I need the rapid test because I need this out of me now, like yesterday. So she told me that at 1 o'clock. I scheduled my appointment for 2:45, but I had to push it back to 3 o'clock. Was there for 2:55.
No, yeah.
Honey, I need it out. So so she gave me, she tested me, and then the physician, like the urgent care physician came. He came up and he said, so I got your COVID test. I said, you weren't the one that gave me the test, so I must have it. He said, no, it came back negative.
Oh, girl.
I said, oh, just checking because you weren't the one that gave me my test.
I would have shit.
So I'm thinking, so I'm just like, oh, sir. Like, no, he's like, so what's going on? I said, so I told him, he said, yeah, no, sounds like you need another birth control method. I said, and I do. I'm just going to take the pill. Just going to take that L and just take the pill. So I called her as soon as I got in that car, probably 3:15, 3:30. Got back in the car, called her. She ain't answer. A minute later, she called me back. She said, oh, hi, I got your message. I said, yeah, I got my results and they were negative. She said, oh, wow, you must have got the rapid test. Yes, bitch.
You damn right, I did.
I needed that. She said, well, can you come in Wednesday or not?
Sure can.
She said, can you come in the morning or in the afternoon? Which one's better? I said, what you have for the morning? 9, 10 in the morning. I said, yes, ma'am, we'll be there.
Girl.
Only had this thing in for a week.
And it got to go.
Listen. Y'all, to all the women out there that pushed out babies and had contractions and stuff like that, if that's how contractions feel, adoption me, please. Because, honey, adoption me or surrogate me, please.
Listen.
I can't.
If you're on birth control, I commend you. You know, you're doing what's best for you and your body. But see me? No, thank you.
I wasn't on it for, like a year, year and a half.
I think I haven't been on birth control. This is 2020. I probably haven't been on birth control since, like, the latter part of 2017.
Oh, since you
beginning of 2018. No, I'm not being reckless. It's just, I didn't like what the pill was doing to my body, and I wasn't interested in trying nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm on the pill, you know, you got your little 28-day pack or whatever. If I don't take that pill at 12:30 every fucking day, something is completely off of me. And I didn't like that. Like, I didn't like how it was making me feel. I didn't like that I was moody for no motherfucking reason. So I was like, you know what? After this last pack is out, bitch, I'm not going back to the doctor. So I just been thugging ever since.
I just stopped paying for them.
No, I'm just not.
I didn't go back to the doctor because she had pissed me off. So I found me a new doctor, a man doctor.
Not a fan. And you know, like I say, birth control, people use it for different reasons, but it just wasn't conducive.
I'm not gonna say the pill wasn't bad. It's just the idea of me taking it. Cause I won't even take my asthma medicine like that.
Uh-huh.
what's that? I'm literally always like, damn, did I take my medicine? Damn, did I take my medicine? But no, if I'm taking this pill, I have to be like on my P's and Q's because, you know.
Listen, y'all know we say this all the time. No glove, no motherfucking love. So if you're not using birth control.
Please use a condom.
Please. And that's just that.
Yeah, that's just that. But I mean, look, if you're not and you're doing a pull-out method, that works too.
Hey.
That works too. But just tell my niece and nephew when they come in the next 9 months Listen. That I love them.
Like I say, I give good gifts, so y'all just let us know.
I don't. I can just, if you give them to me when they're like 3 or 4, when they're able to talk to me and tell me what they need, and they're able to wipe their behinds, hey, we good.
Just, I love kids though. Like,
just bring me a little Game Boy. I don't even know what they do them anymore. Like a little game, little portable game.
A Game Boy.
Hey, look, I don't know. A little PSP, a little something.
A PSP?
They can have a PS6. They need to come back out with them. A PSP. These kids' lives will be changed forever. Forever. But, yeah, no, that's my life in a freaking week of Cali over here. Yeah.
What's been going... Well...
You guys,
have a couple wins, y'all. Like,
not a couple. The last a lot. Time,
it's two.
That's still a lot. That's more than what most people have.
Listen,
period.
The last time I talked to y'all, I was closing on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are today. I've closed on my house. I've been here a month. Mm-hmm. So that's a big win.
Yes, ma'am.
The next thing... I passed my fucking test, y'all. Like, I've been waiting to tell y'all this. I'm sure most listeners already know, but I feel like I told y'all this already. Like, back in December 2019, I did not pass my my certification test. Basically, that's what it is. So, my licensure exam. I did not pass it. I failed that bitch by 15 points. And I was so down and out and depressed. And I was like, you know what? I gave myself like a couple weeks and I was like, okay, bitch, you gotta shake back. You gotta really go in go mode mm-hmm. and get this shit popping. And I did what I had to do. I rescheduled that exam. And for like 8 to 10 weeks straight, like really studying every single day, whether it was a practice test or just practice questions on the exam. And what that was, October 22nd.
It was something like that.
Shit like that. I don't know. But either whatever fucking day it was.
21st, I think. 21st or the 22nd.
One of them days. One of them. I passed that exam, y'all.
Period.
I passed that bitch. Your girl has passed. So I literally have no worries on mm-hmm. my plate right now. Like, everything is good. I'm situated in my house. My exam is passed. My job is secure.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch is winning.
Back secure.
Back secure.
Period.
Thank you.
Period.
Point blank. Period.
I was about to say something else, but I'm not going to do it. But, yeah.
And then, to top it all off, I made amends with...
amends.
Made amends. Worked things out with an old friend. I told y'all I blocked him and would never talk to him again, but I lied.
Literally a year ago.
Wait!
Literally a year ago.
A year? Oh, yeah. Oh, bitch.
Literally a year ago.
Because about this time last year, I was dogging his ass out.
Yeah, poor him.
Now see, I didn't understand back then. But you know what? There's a lesson in this.
How about
guys.
Now?
Let me tell y'all something real quick.
You ain't
for one, you honestly never know what people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for two, a simple conversation can change
a lot
of things.
I be telling you okay? all the time.
You don't gotta tell me, baby. I know
I
now.
Love it.
I know now.
Oh.
I know now. A simple conversation can change a lot of things. So, am I sorry for what I said a year ago? No. Because I told him all
this. Say what you said.
I said it. Your chest. And I'm standing on it.
Period.
But we're good now. Mm-hmm. So, like I just tweeted, if you catch me in Hawaii on a vacation.
Mind your business.
Mind your motherfucking business.
Just bring me a souvenir back. Matter of fact, got you. Just send me a postcard.
I got you.
You just say, hey.
Look, we're here.
Hey. Bye.
Hi, best. Bye. Bye, best.
And I'm just like, okay. All right, look. I'm look at this. Look what I got. You host Wish. Bring me a, what is it? Is it called a lay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring me a lay back. It might be dead by the time y'all get back, but.
Oh, because they would have fresh lays out there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could never, but let's go. Let's go to the next topic.
It could never. I really missed recording. I missed being in this element of talking to our listeners.
Yeah.
So this is great.
I kind of missed y'all, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm always the hard one. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hungry, and I'm eating chips. Please don't mind me.
My girl eat her Cheetos.
Please.
It's all good.
See, it's not long at all.
Mm-mm.
We're doing pretty good for the first time in months. Doing this. Okay, have y'all started watching, like, the old... Okay, so last time we were talking about Moesha. Did we talk about girlfriends? Did we hit on girlfriends at all?
We didn't talk about girlfriends, and we didn't talk about 101.
Well, 101 wasn't out then.
Where Sound House is.
Yeah.
Let's start. Well, I haven't finished Girlfriends.
I ain't finished. I'm on season 7.
I think I'm on 3.
See, the only reason I'm still on season 7 is because... I'm about to call her real name. What's the girl, problematic girl? Tony Childs.
Tony motherfucking Childs.
Tony isn't on that season. Like, her last season was season 6.
I remember that.
You know, she quit the show so she can go fulfill other, like, obligations. So she can do, like, more, like, major roles. TV. Not TV, but movie type shit. What I don't think it really got her that far, but...
I'm about to say, I don't recall seeing Tony on nothing else.
Me neither, so... Hey, when you able to tell me, then I'll be able to see. But, you know, I would just say, if you have a group of friends, like girlfriends, remove yourself from that group.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who are you... out of the girlfriends bunch?
Neither. Now, okay.
Out of Joan, Tony, Maya, Lynn, and William, who are you?
I can say I have like different traits of
each. Tendencies of each, okay.
I mean, not fucking Tony, because I really don't think I'm anything like Tony.
Tony is a materialistic bitch.
I'm not materialistic though.
She's not. I mean, you're not.
Joan, I would just say it's the, and I'm not a control, the only time I'm a control freak is when I'm over something. Like, if my name attached to something, best believe, one thing she's going to do is step.
Yeah. Now, I see Joan as a perfectionist.
Oh, I'm not a perfectionist.
Like, everything has to be in tip-top motherfucking shape, like, all ducks in a row, no sidestepping, none of that, like. Joan wants everything in order the way she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
I have Joan tendencies. Because if shit doesn't go my way...
Oh, yeah, no. You ready to flip a fucking switch. Like.
Yeah. If shit is not aligned the way I picture it, I'm going to have a fucking issue.
And it's like, girl, calm down.
Especially when it comes to holidays.
I'm about to drop my shit. Girl.
Especially when it comes to holidays. And planning shit, yeah, I'm definitely Joan. Now, don't judge me when I say this, but I think I have Lynn tendencies too. Not in a bum way, because Lynn was a fucking bum. But
it's the freedom way.
As far as her being like a free spirit,
she's and very smart.
Continuing her education, like Lynn had all these fucking degrees
and didn't use not now
not one. A fucking one. Now I use mine.
Period.
I'm in my field, mm-hmm. but I do want to go back to school.
It really sounds nice.
I would love to go back to school.
It got a nice ring to it. It has a beautiful ring to it.
Yeah. But,
it's just not ringing this doorbell. It's just not ringing my bell.
I don't see myself
not PhD.
With, no, I'm going for a PhD.
Masters I can do. PhD. That girl, I heard a lady say on reality TV, Real Housewives of Potomac, she said, I wrote 100, am I 100? What's it, 107, 137 page dissertation. Her first page was this, her second, I said,
honey,
137 pages.
That's a lot.
Yeah, honey, that's what I'm saying. I don't really know if that PhD for me.
I mean, once I really get in my zone, I could really write and type and say some shit.
What? Because of course I would go to school for, get a PhD for engineering. What could I possibly fucking talk about for 137 pages?
That, I don't know.
50 pages, yes, I can get it. 100, maybe.
Have you ever had to write a 50-page paper?
No, the most I've ever had to write. The most I ever had to write was probably... See, are we talking papers or actual, like, reports?
Papers.
Papers, probably, like, 10 pages.
That's the most you ever did?
Yes, I didn't go to school for English. Now, engineering reports, that could be up to, like, 100 pages.
What's the most you've ever done, though?
I've ever done?
Yeah.
Like, paper-wise, no lies, because my engineering paper that I did on my senior design project when we did it ourselves was probably like 20 pages.
Girl, I easily knocked out like a 40, 50-page paper, like sounds in grad beautiful. School, of it's, course.
Sounds very, very
it's a lot of research tied into it, though, but I'm a fucking nerd, like in the words of my brother, I'm a fucking nerd. So, I don't mind doing shit like that. So, whenever the time comes for me to go to school again to get my doctorate, I'm more than prepared.
I'm probably not going back to school until I'm 27.
That's 2 years. You got time to get yourself prepared.
I have to take another class, though. Oh, girl, I'm over here having a real blown conversation. Get back to what the hell we talking about. But yes, like I see a lot of people getting ready to finish up school. I thought school is very different right now.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people stressing about it, but hey.
That's a good question too to ask. How have y'all been making it through this next part of this pandemic? Best.
How have I been making it?
Yeah, I want the listeners to answer that, but well, at least think about it for a second. Like, how have y'all been making? Like, how are y'all mentally, physically, emotionally? Where y'all at with it?
Emotionally, I am, because there's a lot of other things emotionally that's like going on. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is, like, you can't see certain people because of what's going on. So, yeah, I'm not going to say I'm a wreck, but more like a fender bender. You know? I'm more like a fender bender. So
that wasn't supposed to be funny.
It's more like a fender bender. Yeah, it's like, I don't know if COVID just said, ooh, bitch, you about to miss this person. Heavy. Bro, every single night I think about this person. Like, literally have to like rock myself to sleep. Like, having to, this is very much so Panama, but we gonna talk about this. We gonna talk about after the podcast. But yeah, no, I'll be able to tell y'all that part. But physically, I mean, I'm still doing the same shit that I was doing. I don't go nowhere. Don't invite me to no party and y'all ain't got no mask enforced. Like, and the most I have to do is come over here or go to the store or go to my cousin's house. Not my cousin, sorry. My auntie house. Mm. That's it. Where? Oh, but Starbucks. I've learned how to order professionally. I'm practically a barista. I know how to make my own drinks. They even say, how did you find this? This
is Pinterest.
I say, oh, it's just something I came up with. Thank you.
Pinterest. Stop playing with them people.
Sure. I mean, yes, it was Pinterest. But look, let me give y'all a little hack. If y'all don't want to pay a Frappuccino price, just get you, or like a iced caramel macchiato, just get you an iced coffee, add you some white chocolate mocha, mm-hmm. and then also add like caramel sauce, and maybe you can add you some hazelnut, and add the cream in there. $4. Easily.
I'm not a Starbucks type of bitch. Like, coffee, I gotta really be... No, thank you. I gotta really be like... And I think the last time I actually spent money on Starbucks was right at the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-mm. I haven't been there since, and I probably... Because I remember going to one of the schools to see one of my kids. Mm-hmm. And I went and got a white chocolate mocha mm-hmm. before, and that was... the last time.
Oh, girl, that was beginning then.
Yeah, like February, March type shit.
Oh, yikes.
I'm not a Starbucks type of bitch, for real.
I had to talk myself off the ledge. You would have been very proud of me last week. Girl, when I tell you, it's like, you know how, this is so wrong. So, you know how crackheads be like, you know, they be cheating for the crack.
Cheating for coffee.
Y'all, I'm over here like, I do have money in my account, but do I really want to go buy me some Starbucks? Do I really want to put myself as away from work just to go at 2:00, almost at the peak of traffic, to potentially be stuck over there for 30 minutes? And then there be a line. Because I don't mess with the one down the street from the house. I go to the one around the corner. On the interstate, then around the corner. But yeah, no. I'm just like, girl, you got coffee here. You got coffee here, Kelly's here. And I'm just like, no, but I really want Starbucks. And it's like, no, sis, you have coffee here. Mm-hmm. So what I do, I said, no, that was the day you was like, you sound very energized. This was election day.
Last week?
Election day, yeah, it was last week. I literally was getting ready to go get me some coffee.
Oh, bitch, I had this shit going on
the election day. Yeah, you was like, you sound very energized, remember?
I don't.
I was like, I am, I had coffee.
I had some.
No. It wasn't that day. It was.
It might have been 2 weeks before we did.
No.
It wasn't?
It was, when was the... I called you on the phone when it was me, you, my mama, and my sister talking. That was that Thursday. That Thursday, that's what it was. Last Thursday.
Did I go to work last Thursday?
No.
Wait, no, bitch. Yes, I did. I went late. I didn't go Tuesday and Wednesday. I went late on Thursday.
Oh, I thought it was... Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Yeah. So, yeah, I literally had to talk myself off the ledge and be like, yeah, no, go up in there and just fix you some coffee, put on some ice and put some creamer, add a little dash of sugar, and call it a day. So you would have been proud.
Well, I'm proud of you, babe.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I'm proud of you.
It's killing me. I ain't lying. It's hurting a bitch heart.
But with your pocket saying,
hey, I'm still here if you need me.
You gotta ignore the temptation.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely being an adult now. I got things to pay.
Good.
Girl, I thought I had a ticket earlier. I owe my mom.
Here?
No. Oh. No. I had, you know how they send you the ticket? This is very random. You know how they send you the ticket from like motor vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's weird. Because I know I done passed up a couple, you know, signal light as they read. I know I've done it recently. So it's literally my mom and my daddy name on. I said, man, fuck it.
You open it?
Open it, bitch. It was just like renewal of your life. I say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say less. That's all I needed to know. But yeah, you guys. Are y'all traveling during this pandemic?
I have not. I haven't been anywhere in the year of 2020 besides the streets of BR. And I'm kind of fucked up about it. I haven't been anywhere. But if everything works out, I will be going to Chicago in December.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that.
How fun.
And then Hawaii. And I just play. Am I? Am I not?
You'll never know.
You'll never fucking know.
Until you know. Until you see for yourself.
If you see me on a plane,
mind your business.
Thank you.
Mind the business that pays you. Because me flying to Hawaii does not.
I think that's one of my greatest takeaways of 2020 so far.
Well,
stop tripping on shit that you have no understanding or no control of. If you just take, like, this is some real shit, y'all, for real. If y'all don't pay attention to nothing else I say, listen to this. If you don't have a true understanding of what the fuck is going on, stop tripping on it. For real.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not even meant for you to understand.
Thank you. Should be way, way, way out of your realm of understanding. And once you're faced with it, and like, you know, you take the shit head on, it's kind of like,
damn.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Yeah.
If tripping over nothing with a person, hi, how you doing?
I'm tripping over nothing. Who are you? Yeah, no. Sometimes it's not even meant for you to even understand. Just, yeah. If they didn't come and tell you, or if you don't just be an adult and ask straight up, like, what the fuck is going on, then baby.
If it don't apply, let it motherfucking fly.
Period.
For real.
And assuming only
leaves you ass.
Looking like an ass, baby. So don't do it.
A fucking ass.
Imagine thinking your man out here cheating. Your man out here doing you bad. You thinking
down
that.
Down bad.
And this man over here working 3 jobs just so he can get you a gift for your birthday.
Down bad.
Imagine that. And then you got egg on your face like, damn. And now your homegirl's like, ooh, bitch. We told you don't listen to us. You.
Now, first of all, your homegirls are like, no, bitch, fuck him. You deserve better. Let that nigga go. Then you talk to the nigga. And it's like, damn.
Have I ever said that? It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to find out who that person is.
Yeah.
Well, who those people are?
On the person. But, you know.
It is what it is, like.
It is what it is.
But, yeah, we're going to have to come back and talk to y'all some more.
A little more, yeah.
Because it's been a minute, friends. Y'all just hit us up. Like, if y'all want an episode, hit us up. Like, where the fuck are y'all? Wake the fuck up.
I hope y'all are alive and well and
healthy
and prospering and
breathing clearly.
Yeah, no COVID in your lungs, like,
or no flu,
none of that, no pneumonia,
none of that, bronchitis, none of that.
Bronchitis is terrible. I'll just say that. I hate that shit.
I'll take bronchitis over the flu any day.
Fuck no, I would take the flu over bronchitis.
Mm-mm.
I like. I can manage the flu, but as far as bronchitis, I really be feeling like I'm finna clock the fuck out of here.
Bitch, I had to go to class with bronchitis.
Oh, hell no.
I went to the doctor and he said, girl, like, you have bronchitis. I said, he said acute bronchitis. I said,
oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I got a final at 1, so you gonna give me an excuse? He's like, what is the final, Kelly? So I said, well, it's X. So I said, I mean, I'm ready for it. I mean, it is what it is. But I think one time I did have bronchitis and I couldn't go.
No, that shit was really terrible.
No, I had homework due and it was the last day. And I said, y'all have bronchitis. I can't go. I'm so sorry. Stay away from me. Stupid. You know. I don't like having chills and aches because I can't walk. I can't move. I'd rather be able to move and function with bronchitis a little bit. Look, Lord, knock on wood. Please don't give me none of that. I'm just speaking in general. I ain't being serious right now. I'm just speaking in general. But, you know. The way you feel about bronchitis is the way that I feel about the flu. Like, really? When I tell you I can't do anything.
I cannot do nothing with bronchitis because it's like my breathing is all fucked up. And when my breathing is
fucked up, I already have breathing. That's fine. I'm so used to it.
Probably. But it's like when that weather change and I can't fucking breathe. Like, real shit. When that weather change and I can't breathe, I really be scared. Like, am I living in my last day?
Wait, let me make you cackle. Because the weather did change, you know, probably like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
My breathing did change. So I'm like, look, I'm just like, sitting at the table, I'm just like. It's like I'm getting a little short. I can't really, because you know how you can feel. You can feel your lung capacity. It's like I have a tiny bit more I could breathe in, but it's not letting me. And I'm like, oh Lord, I know I fuck up sometimes. I know I do. But please don't let me leave. Please don't let me leave out of here with COVID-19, Lord. Please. Girl, look, elderberry me.
Thank you.
I'm taking a pump three times a day.
I need to go get some more while you clean.
Mine's leaking. I only have like this much more.
But see, you take the liquid or the
liquid.
See, I got the liquid too, but I don't take the gummies, but maybe I should.
The liquid is better. But at this point, we just rambling. We just missed y'all. We just wanted to give y'all something that y'all can remember us by.
Okay, so any more like things I want to say before I go? I don't think so.
Mind your business.
I know another thing. We'll talk about this another time. Minding your fucking business and setting boundaries with people.
Okay, maybe that can be the next one.
Family or friends or coworkers, whoever.
That's gonna be the next topic.
Boundaries. Yeah. And you know what? We can do that after Saturday.
Okay. Say this.
We'll do that after Saturday.
Okay.
Cause I just know.
We're gonna sign off. But we hope that you all enjoyed this random but much needed
surprise episode.
Yeah. Although it's like all over the place. We hit on a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, and also I just wanna make sure that are y'all mentally okay? Please let us know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm mentally ill a little bit, but not just like no, I'm good. No, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
No issue. Yourself?
I'm good. You made a point earlier about like emotions during this time of COVID. And I think this is real shit. Like from COVID started with March.
Mm-hmm.
So that was March to where we're in November.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of I've gained a lot of clarity mm-hmm. on my emotions. I've become more in touch with my emotions.
Yeah, it's okay to be a bitch sometimes.
What?
It's okay to be a bitch sometimes. No, like, when I say a bitch, I mean, like, you know, be in your feels.
And not so much really in my feels, but more so understanding my feels. Mm-hmm. So, And I appreciate this time. I've had a lot of time to think and bask in like what's going on around me and what I'm taking in and putting out. So yeah, I'm doing well.
That's well. Very great to hear.
I'm doing well.
A lot of, like, my old English teachers used to really get mad. Well, they still get mad with me. They're like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. What did you just tell me? Girl, look, we are not in class.
It's like saying, like, hey, like, no, hey's for horses.
Hey.
Hello, how you doing?
I don't say hello.
Hi.
Hey, y'all. I'm still gonna say hey, y'all. Y'all never noticed that? But
oh, I lied to y'all and told y'all I wasn't being drunk no more, but I was at brunch with a hangover this past Sunday.
Oh, girl, that girl was drunk. Y'all know that New
Most
York.
Of fucking words.
Y'all know New York. That picture of New York during Flavor of Love, and she just sitting on the bed with them glasses and that white Vita, and she just sitting there.
Thank you, bitch. That was.
That's literally like she. I think we probably talked 3 times, and I was just like. Her energy off. Then I was like, oh no,
I was
bitch.
Okay.
I said, no, that bitch hung over.
Yeah. But this is the thing. I didn't get sick. Like, I wasn't on the wild shit, no nothing.
Praise
like,
God.
I was just really trying to gather myself.
Y'all literally just. I wish this was a video so y'all could just see where I could just. This
literally,
was her.
This is how the fucking table was.
Right, and you were just like.
Because I couldn't really, like, I couldn't think of nothing to say. Like, I wasn't really responding fast enough.
I said, oh, look, just tell me what time you want me to come to your house, Sarah. She's like, okay, I think you can come anytime that morning. I was like, okay. And I go back on my phone and just like, all right. I said, well, just text me when you make it home. I wasn't feeling good either, so we bucked, girl. It was a mess.
Right,
I was in that restaurant with my mask on. I said, ooh, bitch, I don't know if I got COVID or not.
Listen.
But I'm going to eat this food.
Y'all know I'm the crown queen. But I resorted to Douce when
Nasty.
It's a celebratory moment.
Nasty.
And as of recently, Hennessy, just because. I'm going back to my old ways, so.
Oh, you in your college days. You think you're young.
Not college days. I was an Amsterdam type of bitch.
Y'all definitely put me on Hennessy.
Yeah, it's like freshman and sophomore year was Amsterdam because I ain't know no better. But then
I think she was just to the bit.
But then junior year and senior year, it was more so Hennessy and Jack Daniels.
Jack, bye.
Jack, that's a nigga I don't want to fuck with.
Jack, bye. Do say I'm not even opening the door for you. You're nasty.
We're gonna have Douce on Saturday.
And you know what I'm gonna do?
Take
the same thing I did the other day. Gave it to Ray and I gave it.
Oh, you gave your shot away.
I didn't tell me that. Yes,
you
I did.
No,
I said didn't. I said I gave a little bit to them. I only had like this much. I said, yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah, they was like, well, we ain't got enough, Callie. Just give us some. Say this. I said, because this is big. This is nasty.
But that was a moment that I wanted to share with. That was like the unofficial housewarming. I wanted to share that moment with my friends.
No, we was there.
And that was good. Like, I really did appreciate that. So
we definitely was there.
Saturday at the housewarming, we're going to be taking shots. Of what? I don't know.
I'm going to just have to bring a blanket.
I got plenty.
Because, honey... If
any of my listeners are out there, y'all paying attention to this, if y'all want to gift me some for my housewarming, I need a blanket ladder.
when we gonna put this out?
What's today? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday?
But yeah, friends, we gonna cut it out because yeah, we're literally just rambling. Yeah. But it's fine.
It was great talking
it's fine.
To y'all.
We miss this.
And we right on time too.
So we gonna do this again later. But ooh, let's try to do it at 45 minutes. Okay. So that's it.
That's a wrap.
All right. And we just.
Until next time.
Bye.